So before we go to the last panel of the day, we have the pleasure of having with us Casey Lam from Invest Hong Kong, and he is going to deliver to us some very insightful remarks on the regional cooperation for economic partnership. So we're delighted to have him with us, and please join me. And the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, what a distinguished. Thank you. Audience we have. My name's Casey Lam. Thank you, Nick.
Yes.
Thank you. I am from Invest Hong Kong, which is a Hong Kong government department. We're responsible for promoting inbound investment from overseas into Hong Kong and also to facilitate those inbound investments. Today, I'd like to talk to you about a very exciting development that I think has been not covered enough in the press in general and also in people's conversations. The topic is called Regional Cooperation for Economic Development. What is it? It's actually a free trade agreement between 15 countries. 15 countries in Asia. Which 15 countries? They consist of China in the middle, ASEAN countries in the south, 10 of them, and then two countries in the north, which is Korea, Japan, and two countries in the south, which is Australia and New Zealand. These countries lie in roughly a similar time zone, which is quite different from the traditional spread across the different time zones. And the population that this FTA covers is roughly one-third of the world's population. One-third of the world's population, and roughly one-third of the world's GDP. What does that actually mean? It means that actually there's a lot of free trade that will happen within the region. There will be increasing regionalization and intra-regional trade. We're in a maritime conference, and intra-regional trade largely will be driven by these kind of dynamics, these macro trends. We talk about geopolitical risks. We talk about conflicts around the world. Within the region, Asia has prospered and has been relatively stable. The growth of China, which has been relatively lower than past years, still stood at 5.2% last year. Now, 5.2% on an economy of $17.5 trillion is adding roughly $800 or $900 billion to the size of the GDP of China. So from 17.5 last year to roughly $18.5 trillion in 2024. That addition equates to roughly something like the size of Switzerland. So that's adding a Switzerland onto an already very, very large economy. That is what is driving all this economic growth in this region. And China is investing in the region. The trade with China is growing. And they estimate that by 2035, roughly, about 92% of the trade in goods in the region will be tariff-free. Those barriers are coming down stage by stage, and that will drive massive amounts of trade within the region. Within the region, you will see, for example, Japan, Korea, and, of course, China being technological, consumer products, and so on, leaders. There are also consumer markets. China's a massive manufacturing market. You have also agricultural economies. They also produce things like food and cereals and so on for the other more industrial markets. You have Australia and New Zealand that are more like minerals and so on. So there's actually a lot of complementarity between the countries within the region. We talked a lot about the energy crisis, and that is also driving the need for shorter supply chains. The place of consumption to the place of production needs to be shorter, and regionalization is the order of the day. So that is something that we see as a macro trend coming. People talk about black swans and uncertainties and so on. I think there is nothing uncertain about two things, to be honest, energy crisis and the related, perhaps not exactly identical, but the energy crisis and the climate crisis. On the other side, you have these macro trends like the RCEP, the RCEP that I'm describing. And from Hong Kong's point of view, we see this as being a very, very exciting development because Hong Kong sits right in the middle of that region. Hong Kong is right on the southern side coast of China. Traditionally, we've enjoyed east-west trade. This will be supplemented, not replaced, supplemented by this north-south trade. So Hong Kong is sitting right in the middle, literally the crossroad for this trade that will be increasingly going not only east-west, but also north-south. And we see this as being probably a massive opportunity for all of us sitting in this room, where if you're not already in Hong Kong, please do visit. If you haven't seen Hong Kong since we reopened our borders last year, Hong Kong has really, really come back. The flights are now at 75% of pre-pandemic levels. They will be back to full level, full pre-pandemic capacity by the end of the year. Lots of exciting things happening. The integration with southern China is increasing, and opportunities abound. So we at Invest Hong Kong, we are the Hong Kong Investment Promotion Agency. Our services are free of charge, and we stand ready to welcome you and to facilitate any questions you may have, to connect you with the right people, to find out what exactly is happening in your sector. And only when it's right for you, please do make an informed decision about coming to Hong Kong. So I'll close there. I promise to make it really, really short. I hope I kept to that. But thank you, Nick, for giving me these 5 minutes. Thank you.